think she taught maybe a little more country. Just to be honest, I think she talked a little more country than I do, a little more, extreme, a little more Southern than I do. Yeah. Words a little different from mine. Her feeling from a little different from mine. The way I would put things and the way she would put things. Mm-hmm. But my mom is kind of like in the middle of it. She's, you know, she did go to school. So, yeah, my mother graduated in the 11th grade at that time. After full school, went to the 11th grade. Mm-hmm.
She went all the way through?
Yeah, she went all the way through. Mm-hmm.
So you think that you sound like a lot of other people her age or just your mom?
A lot of other people her age. Okay. Yeah.
So you don't think there's much of a difference between people who are older than you and you?
Right, right. And by me working in the, with the public, I can pretty much tell. And I normally ask people that I will say to them that you're not from Georgia. Mm-hmm. And they say, you're right. Mm-hmm. How can you tell? Well, man, I've just been around a lot of Southern. And so I can pretty much decipher whether they're from the South or not. Yeah.
So what do you think about the way your kids talk? You said they sound different.
Yeah. It's okay, I guess. It just some of the words they use. I guess it's different. I'm getting to adjust to it. Mm-hmm. It's different, though.
Like, can you think of any examples?
No, not right offhand. I know, not right offhand. Mm-hmm. I can't. No.
What about your grandkids? Do they sound different?
Kind of, sort of. Yeah. They're a little plainer, I think, than I am. They're a little clearer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The words a little sharper.
Okay. What about people who have different types of jobs? Like you said that you had several types of jobs in the Cap County school system. Mm-hmm. So do you think you talk differently when you were a custodian as compared to now?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
I know for a fact I didn't pronounce my words like I do now. And I think with me being more in the educational part of it, I've learned to listen more. Mm-hmm. At the time, I think I did a lot of talking and very little listening. And matter of fact, I did an interview one time, and I heard the interview, and I was like, oh, no. You know. And now I pretty much listen. I listen to people talk now. And it's a lot of educators in the school system that are from all parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And I guess you start adapting some of the words and some of the language and starting to hear clearly and pronouncing your word better. Okay. So yeah, I think I've moved up a notch or two.
Okay, what about other people, like people who have different jobs? Like say someone who works in an office as compared to like somebody who maybe is like a garbage collector. Do you think they talk differently?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. how I guess that's the way they pronounce the words, the way, you know, just the body language to go along with the words. Okay. I have talked to people in the in different positions that did custodial work or sanitation department, but I can tell that wasn't what they always done. They was in other position and had to settle for this. So I could tell a difference there. Mm-hmm. That they hadn't always been in this position. And it's not to degrade sanitation or custodian, but you can pretty much tell. Because I know this one guy that works in the custodial field, but he spent a lot of time in the Army as an officer, so I can tell that, you know.
He doesn't sound like he's a
custodian. Right.
So, yeah. What about people of different races? You think they sound different?
Meaning?
Like white people versus black people? Or?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How do you? How